There's a window open to help Syrian refugees. An emerging movement is having great missions impact worldwide, and you can help support women affected by persecution. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The General Assembly of the United Nations ended without resolution for Syria's war, with thousands fleeing Syria every day. The number of refugees worldwide in 2012 will be the highest this century. Christian Aid Mission spokesman Bill Bray says Jordan has the largest refugee population on earth.
We have an open window. We need to react right now. And that's why we're calling for more containers to be shipped this week.
The ministry has several containers loaded with supplies, but it takes $7,000 to send each one.
We're heading into winter, so the refugees are coming in light summer dress with just what they've got on their back. So now, as the bitter cold, freezing cold begins, warm clothing is really important.
Indigenous networks of Christians are distributing aid every time, making a gospel touchpoint.
As Christians, this gives us a wonderful opportunity to show the love of Christ. I think we just need an explosion of love over there.
Next, the Dalits. In the caste system in India, the Dalits are the untouchables. They clean sewers, collect garbage, and are rejected by the culture. Without Christ, they live in hopelessness. How hopeless? Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says it's so bad, 50 mothers felt they had to sell their daughters in the market.
And when the newspaper reporter asked a mother, "Why do you want to sell your two little girls?" She said, "It is not the money. We are starving to death. Nobody cares. I just want someone to take these children and give them food and give them education that they will not die like some of us."
That's why GFA has more than 500 Bridge of Hope centers.
We go to a community and find out the most poor people, children who don't have the ability to go to school or no one to care for, and we provide food and clothes and education, medical care.
You can give even more children hope by sponsoring one. Connect with them at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. It's been a little over 20 years since state-sponsored atheism and communism fell in Albania. Thanks to the involvement of evangelist Luis Palau and local churches, the gospel took center stage for just a few days last week. Tirana Fest brought music, games, stunt shows, and evangelism to the capital city. As a result, over 2,300 people turned their lives to Christ. Pray for the churches as they start discipling these new believers. The full story is at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, this month you can learn about orality, an evangelism technique taking global missions by storm. Jerry Wiles with Living Water International says the technique resonates with billions.
More than 70% of the world's population would be considered oral learners, so this emerging movement really is having a great impact.
Churches are increasingly being planted among oral cultures.
Where is the church growing the fastest? And it's not in the United States, and it's not in Europe. It's in the global south, and it's in oral culture.
LWI taught orality techniques like Bible storying to missionaries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. This month, they're bringing their orality training workshop to the U.S.
We call it an easy on-ramp to the orality movement.
Workshops will be held in Texas and Indiana. Find details at missionnetworknews.org. Pray that more nations would hear the gospel.
It's not just about methods and techniques of communication and learning, but the Spirit of God touching people's hearts.
And each week it seems there's a new report of Nigerian Christians slaughtered by the Boko Haram. But what happens to those who survive? Voice of the Martyrs Canada supports Nigerian women who've lost husbands and children in Boko Haram attacks. Some widows shared their stories with Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Find out how they survived and forgave their attackers at missionnetworknews.org. Ask God to strengthen and encourage those who survive Boko Haram violence. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know it's not Christmas, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate this year? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Jesus Christ brings us. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.